I think that is the most important thing to do, that whatever the transaction that are going to happen between Zimbabwe and South Africa, if South Africa wants to fund us, certainly that money should come from SADC, because SADC has been the guarantors of the GPA. As you know, that the current government that we have is as a result of the negotiations created by SADC in 2008. So essentially, that funding should come through the regional body. At least there will be more transparency in that regard.
Does this give SADC more leverage in terms of pushing Zimbabwe to reform ahead of elections?
Well, in a way, it gives SADC the leverage as we are approaching the elections, because as we are aware that ZANU-PF has been dilly-dallying in trying to frustrate us having elections. We are aware they also rejected the request by UNDP to fund the elections in Zimbabwe. So what is important for now is that SADC is realizing that Zimbabwe has been on the agenda for quite a long time. And the excuse is now that there is no funding for elections will now come to an end if the regional body is the one which is going to facilitate the funding for the coming elections.
Why is Mr. Mugabe threatening to unilaterally announce an election date even though the country is broke?
Well, we are not sure where Mugabe is coming from. But is there a way that these guys have been presiding over illegal selling of and mining of diamonds? So I'm sure somehow they know that they have the money somehow to do these processes.